producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Have you ever heard anybody say if you won't get your kids vaccinated, then you shouldn't be allowed to take them to the emergency room, right? If they have a problem. Right, if they get into an injury, oh well, you didn't vaccinate. You don't believe in modern medicine. You shouldn't be allowed to use it, right? Or you know, you don't want to use an antibiotic because you have another option they don't believe in. So you shouldn't be able to go to any doctor at all, right? This is kind of like the folks that will say, if you don't like what's happening in the government, then why don't you just leave the country? Now I know some of you, maybe not in this audience, are threatening to leave the country if Donald Trump gets in, and maybe some should threaten to leave the country or actually leave it if Bernie Sanders gets in. But I'm not one of those guys that believes that. I'm not going to abandon this ship either, even though I recognize the reason for some folks to say, you know what, it's time to abandon ship. Because we've strayed so far from constitutionally limited government, all bets are off. But where are you going to go, really? Is there any other place that has a potential to reestablish its DNA in individual liberty than the United States? Maybe another planet, the planet Zubla Dubla? Certainly not planet Monsanto with all their GMOs. Or we're rapidly terraforming this world into planet GMO. The Earth planet becomes a genetically engineered planet. We keep it up. But yeah, use all the Western medicine you want, no matter what you do or do not believe in. That's the starting point today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome as we crank it up this week here with some broadcast healing. Dr. Bitar will be with us a little later for some advanced medicine. This was stimulated in the thought by a blog known as Levi Quackenboss. And she writes some great stuff. And she's dealing with, of course, the issue of autism, children who have been injured by vaccinations. And she's heard it all. If you're not going to vaccinate, don't come to the hospital when your kid is sick. If you're not going to vaccinate, you shouldn't get to use Western medicine. If you're anti-big pharma, you shouldn't be able to buy insulin. If you hate pharmaceutical companies so much, you shouldn't be allowed to buy an EpiPen for your kid. I mean, people have lost their minds over this issue. And the really sick irony of trying to prohibit moms from bringing their kids into doctors when they're really needed is because most of them were big time pro-vaccination until one of their children were sacrificed on the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine division and injured to such a degree that the reason now they're seeking medical help is because of what vaccines did to them. Now, I would argue that the use of modern medicine in this context would be more along appropriately the lines of what Dr. Bitar does in terms of advanced medicine and removing the mercury and the heavy metals and all the things that he wrote about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. But what kind of person, human barely, would deny a child appropriate allopathic intervention simply because their parents have determined that vaccines may be more harmful than helpful. Super Don, have you ever run into people, and I dare say I'm stretching it to call them people, that take that perspective? I mean, this seems to be in the scum of the earth skeptic realm, but there are probably others that are so vitriolic and so worshipful of these needles that they find out that you as a parent say, you know, maybe we're not vaccinating as much or at all, and they say we should deny you access to all medical care should it be needed.
You know, I personally didn't run into that problem with my kids. Mm-hmm. But we certainly saw a lot of people talking that way. It was during the measles situation in Southern California.
Yeah.
I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, wasn't it? The one that
Kimmel,
said that you
right.
shouldn't bring your kids to the emergency room if you don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, and that to me, yeah. Like I said, Kimmel can be a funny guy. We recognize that. I don't hate Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's misguided and misinformed. But then again, most people are. In the realm of medicine, when they're not. And the irony is you're saying, well, I'd rather listen to the doctor. Okay, fine. But you might want to acknowledge what they're actually being trained to see and or not see before you determine that they are indeed the experts on the immune system, much less the use of vaccinations for which they have never read the inserts. Antibiotics, interesting, in this blog, she points out that antibiotics aren't technically man-made, at least initially, before they became synthesized, but it was discovered, you know, like mold on bread. And it's a naturally occurring substance. So antibiotics weren't originally synthetic petrochemicals patented for use. They were, you know, utilized. In fact, there might be historical precedent. You know, penicillin discovered in 1928. The First Nation tribe in Canada has been using a powerful antibiotic clay found in the north of Vancouver to heal infections for thousands of years. And then Western medicine is all over it trying to, hey, how do we synthesize that? Right? We don't want you to use the clay. We want you to use our stuff because we profit off of it. And what about those that don't want to use antibiotics? Would they be barred from vaccines in the world view of these people? Maybe they believe in one and not the other.
Not in this day and age, because it's become kind of a thing now to say, oh, no, we're using too many antibiotics because that's creating the superbug. So, mm-hmm. You know, everybody is more or less in agreement about that right now.
You would think. Yeah. I mean, but the people who know enough not to vaccinate don't want to jump right into antibiotics.
Well, those are the crazy people.
Yeah. But Super Don, you know it too. It is true. A lot of folks that even if they're big on big pharma, really are somewhat more reluctant to just dive on the antibiotic freight train, even though there are plenty of people out there that are misinformed or just don't have any information at all. I don't know. Is that happening in the swamps of Louisiana where you are?
No, down here you just, you know, you eat an alligator and
just rub some dirt on it.
Wave a voodoo doll in the air and you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, I think what the strongest point of this irony, if you will, or the fact that this blog points out, for those that say you should not be allowed to access life-saving Western medicine if you don't vaccinate, is the irony is that they would be deprived the assistance they need for conditions that were actually caused by the vaccinations. Right? Most anti-vaxxers are former vaxxers who already sacrificed one child for the so-called herd immunity that is bogus to begin with. And we've strayed so far from the concept of individual liberty that we want to impose our medical will on our neighbors. Now, I know not here, and hopefully not any of my listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show would want to do that. But the idea that you have self-governance, you have autonomy over your bodies and the bodies of your children. There's a great article from the 10th Amendment Center, headlined America Untethered from Its Constitutional Moorings. And we witnessed, if we talk about the founders of this great nation, what makes it exceptional is not that we became an empire, was that we had at our basis a recognition and a defense of individual liberty and a constitution that eventually was written and ratified that would limit the scope and reach of government. The colonists fought a war to back the British, you know, crown down so that we wouldn't have a tyranny in America. But now we embrace the tyranny that our founding fathers fought to reject, as evidenced by the Democrat and Republican Party, establishment elites have no intention of reversing pretty much anything that has been made into law, even though it violates the Constitution. And I don't give a flip whether 8 or 9 Supreme Court justices say it's okay to violate your rights if they reinterpret the Constitution. That wasn't party to their responsibility. Constitutionality was determined by the states and the people when the feds got out of hand, 10th Amendment, etc. And that's what we're seeing perhaps now with the support for the so-called outsiders, one of which really is sort of an outsider in Donald Trump. I have to acknowledge he is an outsider. As far as I know, we can't find any links back to the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, or any of these globalist New World Odor Eater groups. You might not like Donald. He might be bombastic. He might piss off Mexico. But at a certain point, you can't be afraid to tick off your neighbors if it's in pursuit of saving yourself. We talked about the idea of lighting your kid on fire to keep your neighbor's kids warm. No, not going to do it. At a certain point, self-preservation is appropriate. Selfishness is appropriate. If you want to help anybody in genuine ways, you cannot be on death's door starving yourself because you'll be in no position to help them or anyone else. And if you talk about the sanctity and sovereignty of America and its people, the right of self-determination, the right to grow your own food, the right to reject modern medicine, all of those things are fundamental by virtue of your birth. Not because the government says you have the right or it will protect that right until it doesn't, but because you have a birthright in liberty. We once knew that in this country. In the American system, government is not sovereign like it is with the Crown of England. The people are. But now the word sovereign has been hijacked by New World Odor Eaters to claim that if you use the word, even though they misappropriate it in terms of sovereign citizen, that you are somehow a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. Really, the Founding Fathers today would be considered terrorists, as they were to the Crown of England. That should tell you a lot about where the United States government has devolved into. A form of tyranny. You might call it a softer form of tyranny. Tyranny light, but tyranny nonetheless. Look at the bureaucratic oligarchy. Look at the FDA. Look at the people who have adopted the FDA's perspective. That if you use CBD, even though it's non-psychoactive, the FDA says, oh, you can't. That's a drug. You're in violation of some, well, you violated freedom of speech. Wait a second. I thought freedom of speech was something you can't violate. All right, we'll be back. I'll violate something. I'm sure I will today on the air. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. A moment of doubt coming up about cosmetics and women, particularly teenage girls.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World Whey. WHEY.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
When's the last time you heard me ask someone, do you vaccinate? Oh, yes, of course, I vaccinate. Of course, I believe in all of those things. Well, I'm sorry, though, you're not allowed to use homeopathy. You know, right?
Like,
you're disqualified from using homeopathy because you've used an antibiotic. You've used an aspirin. No, that's ridiculous. And for anybody to say that, which they do all of the time, the vaccine religious fervor folks, oh, if you're going to reject the vaccines, you can't use it. You shouldn't be able to. Man, the closed-mindedness is just terrible. I mean, it's an absolute waste of a mind when people get down to that level. But no, listen, freedom. Do you love freedom? Do you love liberty? If you disagree with them, fine. Try to argue your way into transforming their mind. Or even better, don't argue. Live differently until they recognize the superiority of your way of life. Not from an ego perspective, but from the standpoint of the health outcome. Prove it by living it. And you don't, like, what is it Dr. Bitar always likes to say, you know, preach without moving your lips, without saying a word. Be a living example for someone else. And yes, there are times when we get to talk, like on talk radio, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, that's what I do. But there are plenty of times where I just walk the walk, and eventually somebody asks a question when they're ready. And then you're ready to say, okay, let me help you. But we don't beat up the old lady, carry her across the street, and find out she wasn't ready to go across the street, or she never wanted to begin with. That's a founding principle in liberty, in respect, in individual liberty. Teen girls could learn a lot from that, perhaps. I don't know why. I had to find a segue. I didn't have a better segue. There's no segue to this story. There really isn't.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What can you do? Listen, there are studies out there. We love science. I'm an egghead through and through. But sometimes you're just so astonished by the science that what it reveals because it's so patently obvious that it leads to, of course, today's... Well, it doesn't lead to that until later.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by Xenoestrogens R Us. The chemical-free cosmetic movement might be good for teens, a study suggests. That's right. Moving away from hormone-disrupting chemicals absorbed through the skin of teenage girls appears to have great benefits. Can you imagine, Super Don? These chemicals, you know about these things, phthalates, parabens, triclosan, and oxybenzone. You've heard about these, right?
I have. And this is one of my, this is definitely a good moment of yay.
A moment of yay? All right, let's get the last bit of that yay. There's the
yay, yes. But the headline is really what grabbed me. As you get into it, they articulate a little bit more as to what they're saying, but it's still ridiculous. But the headline is just great. Chemical-free cosmetics may be safer for teen girls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
We were thinking extra chemicals were good for teenage girls.
I thought, not enough. Triple-strength chemical cosmetics are...
This reminds me of that study, you know, of the Scandinavian family that was switched to organic food, and they were testing pesticide residues in their urine,
right.
And it dropped within 2 weeks to almost zero. And they're saying this a similar thing happened here. And this was published in Environmental Health Perspectives, the March 7th journal there. And they said within, I don't know how long, within a week or two, that these chemicals that were evidence in their urine just dissipated to almost nothing. They checked particularly 100 Hispanic teens, and they used a lot of makeup, shampoo, lotions, and they switched them over for 3 days. 3 days. This is faster than I could even imagine. They say within those 3 days, that short break, the disrupting hormone-disrupting chemicals in their urine fell 27% and 45%. Between 27% and 45% in 3 days. Can you imagine if they're off for 2 weeks?
And that was just cleaning up their diet.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, cleaning up their topical. No, we're talking about cleaning up their makeup.
Oh, okay. All right,
yeah.
Gotcha.
This is amazing. This is real. And this is the thing that we blindly go to the big box retailers, the Kmarts and the Walmarts and the CVSs and the drugstores, and people buy makeup for their teenage girls. Because they're all wearing them, you know that, with very few exceptions. And they don't realize how endocrine disrupting these things are. Now, this is not to say that anybody at any age wants to avoid endocrine disruptors, but it's much more obvious the health detriment to a teenage girl. We've got more on misconceptions in acne, are they, coming up next, and then a cannabis update that's extraordinary.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Upcoming will be at the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology Spring Conference, and that's March 11th and 12th, Orlando, Florida. And then California, here we come. Cal Jam 2016, March 18th, 19th, and 20th, Costa Mesa, California. Billy D, what a stellar lineup. TMB, Ty Bollinger, me, RSB, Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News, Dr. Mercola, the paleocardiologist, Jack Wolfson, and many other great speakers, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we featured here. And looking forward to that. Then Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th, Toronto for the Total Health Conference. TMB, also the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will be with us for that. And more upcoming. Stay with us at robertscottbell.com for all the latest updates and the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer. Super Don here, making it sound good on the board. We got Patrick. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, I have to ask you. Don't mean to put you on the spot, but sure I do. Huh. Were you ever called Pizza Face when you were a teenager?
No.
You didn't have bad acne.
I did. I was never called
Pizza Face? Come on.
That
were
name.
You just
I
that
mean, I've
big
heard,
and bad? Yeah.
I've heard that name used before, but it was never used on me.
Is because you were so intimidating? You know you'd beat them up if they
I was far from intimidating. That just wasn't used.
Don't call me that. Well, it's acne. I mean, following up on the issue with the cosmetics last segment, there's an article here on healthfinder.duh called Misconceptions About Acne Still Common. Now, I'm dealing with my son. He's a teenager. He's got a little bit, but it isn't so bad. You just got to remind him, wash your face. Oh, yeah. You're teenagers, they don't want to wash up, but he's doing well. But honestly, acne, how hard is this to understand that there are so many misconceptions? Now, according to healthfinder.gov, I think the misconceptions that they have are more devastating than the ones they claim we have, which are not misconceptions. We know that it's not fun to have, you know, glaring and blaring pimples on your face. That's not anything to be, that's not even controversial. But they're saying there are misconceptions. 55% of the people mistakenly believed acne was caused by poor hygiene. Are you kidding me? Poor hygiene not contributing to acne at all? That's what they're saying. Half thought acne was infectious. Are you kidding me? You're telling me those little whiteheads are not evidence of an infection? What do you think that's filled in there? White, dead white cells? Apparently not, according to healthfinder.gov. And 37%, 37.5%, this is the most shocking of all, thought the skin condition could be linked to dietary choices. Are you kidding me? Once again, three things that actually do contribute to acne, healthfinder.gov is telling us we're off our rocker. Super Don, am I off my rocker? I mean, you've heard these concepts of diet manifesting in ways that you might not like if your diet is wrong. They're saying it's not.
No, what do you tell me? Food is not medicine.
Right. I'm scratching my acne pimples right now. What? This is according to professor of dermatology at Harvard Medical School. So they must be right, we must be wrong, right? Because we're not Harvardites. Misconceptions. I don't think these are misconceptions. I think their perception that those aren't playing a role in acne is a misconception. But then they say, well, she said, I should say, this is a she. I apologize for thinking it was a man. See, my first inclination is to think a man is that stupid. Now I have to be equal opportunity offenders and say, no, a woman could be this stupid. Acne is a medical condition, she says, so you shouldn't hesitate to seek medical attention for it. There are a number of effective treatments. What are the medical treatments? Drugs, drugs, and more drugs. How about tetracycline? Tetracycline, the very antibiotic found in the environment of Brazil that's causing the GMO mosquitoes to be able to breed and grow offspring, despite the fact that they've been genetically engineered not to be able to. But in the presence of an acne treatment, in Brazil, evidently, it's popular. Suddenly, the GMO mosquitoes can take over the world and cause Zika, even though Zika doesn't cause anything. Another story, another show. Go back and listen to the archives. RobertScottBell.com. Other effective treatments? Accutane, one of the most toxic medicines known to man, to destroy your liver faster than even Tylenol can. You're on Accutane, you're going to have to get liver enzyme tests every month. And if your doctor doesn't, call them up on malpractice charges. The American Academy of Dermatology's annual meeting. They've never met a face they didn't want to send drugs into, onto, or under and around. And they call us the ones with misconceptions. You know what? I think we should remind folks about Kyle Krejci's book, Face It. Do you know that one, Super Don? Remember we had Kyle on when
yeah,
his book
we
came
had
out?
Him on. Definitely. Yeah. Very popular book. He did really well with that.
Yeah. No, that's a great book. And it's very simple. I definitely, and I even reviewed some of the things in homeopathy in it, and he did a great job, and I highly recommend it. Face It by Casey Sun, but it's Kyle Krejci, and go ahead and read about it. Go pick it up at Amazon or wherever. We'll send the link out to it. If you think acne is related to hygiene, you may start scrubbing your face aggressively. They're worried about that. This Harvard whatever. We don't want you to scrub your face. Dude, I remember scrubbing my face. That was one of the ways we used it. Back when Wolfman Jack was shilling for Clearasil. You'd buy scrubbing brushes and scrubbing pads, right? Remember that?
I forgot all about that.
They make your condition worse, right? No, no, no. Not cleaning would make your condition worse. Or if you think acne is related to what you eat, you might decide to cut certain foods out of your diet, which is a good thing. But then they say, well, there's little scientific evidence to support many of those strategies. Oh, shut your pie hole, Kimball.
Do you remember, too, one of the things that came out, gosh, this was, I think this was in the late 80s, was Retin A. Remember that?
Yeah, Retin A. That was a big one. That was synthetic vitamin A, I think they were using.
Not yeah, so and then I think it was, they ended up going to a prescription only, but they found that it actually was like some kind of like a wrinkle remover type thing, too. It like ate the skin off your face or something.
Yeah, lovely. Pour some acid on your, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Clean it. Even a little soap and water. We use the silver hydrosol to cleanse the face. Even the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel is better for acne. Why? Because it downregulates tissue inflammation, upregulates regeneration, while eradicating infection, if that might be the cause. Which they say, oh, it's just a myth. It's a misconception. Yeah, I got your misconception hanging, you stupid dermatologist from Harvard. I'm sorry, I'm being rude. Maybe I need to chill out and have a little bit of a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Well, I just took a squirt of some CBD. I feel better already.
Oh, I thought I could have sworn I heard you hitting the bong right there.
No, that was CBD. That was, you know, I'm not a bong guy. You know, it's not, I'm not like the who was the master bong guy we had on before, right? Remember him?
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, he's
still doing his thing.
Dude, he can make a bong out of a zucchini, that guy.
Yeah, the MacGyver pot. That guy's crazy.
Funny. Anyway, but let's do a cannabis update. I'm just being, you know, I'm just sort of lost a little bit of patience, I admit, for Harvard doctors claiming that, you know, we're misconcepted over the issue of acne. Good Lord, Kyle Krejci. He's a kid with no medical training, knows way more than these Harvard doctors and dermatologists. He does. Read his book. It's great. Dermatologist approved, at least the dermatologists that have a lick of sense left. All right, let's look on into the CBD update. Historic study on the benefits of cannabis proves those who keep it illegal to be criminals. I love that headline. That's just calling it out like it is. Landmark study made at a historic annual meeting of the American Epilepsy Society. They found that CBD, the thing we've been talking about, we wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, Cannabidiol, has dramatically positive effects for children with seizures. And this was one of the things that turned the heart of what? Brain surgeon Sanjay Gupta, who we featured in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, because of his coming to God on this, or coming to Jesus on this issue. That indeed, this is a plant of God, and this is God's medicine. I'm going to say it that way. And they see that the trials on CBD are showing it's a far better treatment for epileptic seizures than any drug that they have or have had since they have developed drugs for these things. This is huge. And even Louisiana may be about to legalize cannabis. The Deep South is finally catching on, ahead of some of the northern states, indeed. And yet the FDA is trying to convince you that CBD is illegal, it's a drug, it can't be purchased in all 50 states when it can. It is available at mom-and-pop independent health food retailers. But the thing is, if you buy that CBD, like the plus CBD oil we get from Cannavest or CVSciences.com, they can't tell you that it's good for seizure disorders. They can't tell you that it's good for pain or anxiety. Because freedom of speech, remember we talked in the opening how we have an oligarchy? We have a form of soft tyranny? Your government losers, say you can't know this stuff. And if somebody makes it and sells it, we're gonna basically put you in jail or shut your company down or fine you or do all of the above. So you have to listen to a show like this that doesn't sell anything to be able to tell you these truths or reveal these facts, because the companies can't do it. Maybe you're reading about it on the web. That's good. But remember, this as a dietary supplement from industrial hemp is available right now, today. Go to cannavest.com and you can get 15% off with the code RSB15. Seizure disorders at the very least, but we've covered a lot of it. There's a lot more about it than that. Okay, on the grocery store front, real briefly here, A new grocery store is letting you buy health food for the price of fast food. That's intriguing. I mean, we like to make it more economical. And this store is called Daily Table. Evidently, it's an offshoot of Trader Joe's. Doug Roche, former president of Trader Joe's, he founded the Daily Table. It's in Dorchester, Boston. And he basically, tons of the items are under a buck. They're selling stuff that would normally be off, or like factory second, scratch and dent food, basically. And I think a lot of it may be even organic. And you can get it for very inexpensive. And that's great news. That's a great innovation. But the better innovation, folks, is still growing it yourself. I'm not going to criticize this guy at all. I'm glad that you can bring healthier food to those who can't afford the so-called expensive organic foods. But by God, please plant something this spring. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm not an organic farmer, but I am, if you know what I mean. You can do this. You can do this. All right. When we come back to the cosmetic realm, you won't believe what a perfume maker wants to make a scent out of. This should be a Halloween story, Superdawn. Why are we doing it in March?
Celebrating early.
Okay, let's do it. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Bring out your day. Bring out your day. Bring out
your day. Yes, the new Bring Out Your Dead perfume brought to you by Chanel number 86. Oh, my gosh. You've been 86.
Nice.
Yeah, you've been 86. That is a listen. Yeah, I'm a bit ornery tonight. I'm upset with the Harvard dermatologist, but I'm upset with loving intentions. So don't take it wrong. But this story again belongs almost in the Halloween can that we're going to wrap up this hour with a perfume maker. I guess we've got so much abundance in this world that we've got perfume makers that now figured out, well, we're selling so much for living stuff and living people. Let's figure out a way we can bottle the scent of dead people and sell it to you. And I'm not kidding.
This, you know what? I believe this is something that AMC should put out as a promotional item for Walking Dead.
You are so right. This to me, right? Smacks of the Walking Dead all over, right?
Walker. Just call it Walker.
We'll call it Walker. Yeah, your favorite Walker, you can now retain the scent of your favorite Walker. Wow, I don't know. This is kind of a macabre story. But I sort of get it, too, though. I do get it, because this is about the scent of the living, right? When your loved one was alive, they have a scent. And, you know, you can after they pass away, you can go into their closet, with, you know, if you have their clothing and you smell. And it's like you're filled with the memories of them alive. You're flooded with that. I know that olfactory thing.
Memories
can all kinds of things
tied to
tied to scent.
Yeah, in a huge way.
And so they're playing on that, and there's a company now that is somehow going to. I don't know how they did. I didn't read into that. How are they doing this? Do they have
basically
they have
what
your,
they do? Yeah. Is they take a person's clothing, okay?
Okay, okay.
And then they extract the odor, and obviously this would be like, I'm assuming, something that somebody's worn before it's gotten washed, so it actually has their scent
sure.
on it.
Right.
So they extract it, and they reconstruct it in the form of a perfume. And
gotcha.
It takes a few days to do,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't revealed the process on how they do this, but it involves extracting the molecules from the fabric and turning them into some kind of an alcohol-based perfume.
And they say to do this, the kit costs $609.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you can put Grandpa in an urn or you can get a bottle of perfume, right?
Right. Yeah, so what can you afford? Another kit they say is available for separations of a less extreme nature if you're like in a long-distance relationship. I mean, heck, just send the scarf, right? It's a little less expensive than making perfume out of your loved ones. But I suppose, you know, the thing is, is it a synthetic scent at that point? I mean, it would have to be on some level. And then what do you think about allergic reactions, anaphylaxis? I'm concerned because it's not like a real scent. It's sort of like the difference between an essential oil and a Glade plug-in with phthalates.
I'm thinking, yeah, here's Uncle Joe in the Glade plug-in. That'd
right.
be great.
Yeah, let's
you know,
Frank,
and it's funny because we're reading this story and we're trying to give it kind of a sentimental, you know, type of feel to it, trying to give it the benefit of the doubt. Yet here at the end of the article, which is always the best part, right?
They're
talking about how you can get a bottle containing 10 milliliters of what this company dubs Eau de Dead Person.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, it comes in a box that has a spot for a photo of the deceased, a pocket scent diffuser, and a silk scarf bearing initials of love.
Right.
Do you really want to call it a dead person?
Yeah, I'm losing you. I hope you're not going to the dearly departed. Our connection is unlinking.
That's kind of insensitive.
It is insensitive. Look, hey, Uncle Bob used to be the life of the party. Remember, hey, plug his scent in over there. Pop it in the Glade for this tonight. I don't know what to make of it. Listen, I'm into freedom and free market, so if there's a market for it, knock yourself out. I just found that to be a very interesting article.
I mean, this Christmas, Cadaver by Fabergé.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess it's better than acne from a Harvard dermatologist. We'll leave it at that. We've got a whole other hour of healing coming up for those of you listening live, or you can get the podcast later through robertscottbell.com, you know, the iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, right here, GCN, our syndicator, Talk Network, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and, of course, the new SoundCloud availability. We got lots more healing, advanced medicine coming up next, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.